live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
All right, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Well, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
We like to make it exciting.
Which episode is this one?
Number 37.
All right.
Lose track after a while, don't we?
I know, jeez. Camaro's making headlines again, isn't it?
Again. It's kind of weird because it gets kind of quiet, and then everybody starts going, hey, what's going on? And then something just pops up.
Yeah, like this week, I go out to my porch at 5:30 in the morning to get my Detroit Free Press like I do every morning, and open it up, and bam, there it is again on the front page.
Yeah, and it's not the first time it's been on the front page.
No, absolutely not. But this is a pretty cool article.
Yeah.
They actually got to test drive the concept.
Right. Mark Phelan, I hope I say that right, actually drove the Camaro concept, this multi-million dollar car,
right,
at the Milford Proving Grounds that GM uses to test
it. I want to know how
car.
The hell he got to do that.
Yeah, because it's not very often. It's really rare that a concept car gets driven like that.
I can't remember any concept car that's been driven and, you know, been reported about in the media.
Yeah. And speaking of reporting, this guy is usually really tough on American cars, especially
right.
GM cars,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that he's, you know, writing for a Detroit newspaper. But his opening and closing sentences were the same. Plain and simple, build it.
Absolutely.
And in between that, he had nothing but good things to say about this car.
Yeah, included if you go to the Detroit Free Press article at freep.com, and there's a link to it also in the 5th Gen section, there's also a video of him driving the car.
So
you can check that out, too.
And it's not just a 20-second segment. I mean, they really covered it well.
Yeah.
My question is, you know, everything's still up in the air. Are they going to build this car or not?
Yeah, I think
we all think in our hearts that they're going to, but there's that certain amount of doubt, especially with what's going on with GM, but with them saying, okay, you drive this car, you know, and report on it, why would GM do that if they weren't real, real serious about making this car happen?
I think the announcement will come soon, very soon.
I'm hoping so. I mean, they can't go much longer or people are just going to get tired of hoping, just like, you know, they were for the past couple, 3 years.
Yeah. Well, according to this article, it says likely debut 2009, which will probably be a fall 2008 model.
Yeah, this sounds kind of in line with what we've been hearing so far.
It also says the likely assembly site would be Oshawa, Ontario or Wilmington, Delaware, which is along the lines of we've been hearing as well.
Right. So the rumors are starting to kind of get some concrete evidence behind it.
Sure.
That things are really ramping up. I mean, it's things like this that keep it going. It's things like this that everybody should take into consideration that, yeah, GM is really serious. This isn't just like something that they're just toying around with. I mean, everything points to go, just like we've said before.
Right.
And this is just one more.
It's only a matter of time. I think it's good for them to do this to keep it in the headlines, especially the front page. Because, you know, as time goes on, it kind of dulls to a lull, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't really hear too much news. But then all of a sudden, you know, you get a front page shot like this, and that's pretty cool. I really enjoy that.
It's a great article. You guys got to check it out. It's only going to be available for 7 days since yesterday. So you got a week to check it out, otherwise it drops out of the search engine on freep.com.
Okay.
Very, very cool article, and just one more piece of evidence that we should be excited.
Right.
You know, not to give up hope. And Scott Settlemaro has been saying for years, you know, keep the faith, and I think a lot of people got sick of hearing that because saying keep the faith doesn't fortify doing so.
Right.
But
he just made a post recently, because somebody made a post in the 5th Gen section, and he replied that simply said, the future is bright.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
And Scott's got a lot of integrity. I don't think that he'd say anything like that if there wasn't something backing it.
Right.
I guess my big question is, how come we didn't get to drive it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were the first to drive the 98 Camaro.
That's right.
With the LS1. Of course, that was kind of a chance encounter. But as far as I know, we're the first to report on the ZL1 made by GMMG.
Right.
And the 302 Camaro, we reported on that.
Yep.
We got to drive that animal.
Oh, yeah.
That was a monster. And
yeah, that was pretty hard to keep running.
So maybe that thing was a beast.
Yeah.
That was a real...
I'm glad I got to drive the ZL1 that weekend more than the 302. I think you drove the 302.
I drove the 302. that was... I've driven my share of cars, and that was a handful. It was just aggressive.
Yeah.
Great car, though. And I don't know. I'm going to put in a couple of emails and see if we can't get behind the wheel of this.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, if Mark Phelan
gets
to it.
I think the car's going to Atlanta soon, but Yeah, hey, you know it's going to be back here in Michigan for Camaro Superfest.
That's right. the weekend just before July 4th?
Yep.
All right, time to put some pressure and turn some screws.
All right.
I got to get behind the wheel of that car.
Yeah, me
too. This Mark Phelan guy can't have all the fun. There you have it.
Excellent.
And now we're going to move on to...
Oh.
Oh, no. The site of the week.
Bam!
I'll tell you what, looks like just like you thought.
Let's see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four.
In this age of digital homogeny.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
All right, we found this by doing a Google search, and we're glad we did. This is pretty phenomenal.
This is a pretty kick-ass site.
Yeah, and I don't think that many people have talked about it. If they have, I've never heard of it before.
I think I have gone by it real quick, maybe a year ago or something like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize the premise behind it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody can think of a famous movie or TV show where there's a Camaro in it.
Right.
But I don't think anything quite holds a candle to the movie Better Off Dead.
Right.
If you haven't seen it, it's a movie from the 80s with John Cusack in it. And there's a really, really awesome 1967 Camaro in it that that has a kind of a key role towards the end. And when people think of Camaros in movies, they usually think of that. Well, at betteroffdeadcamaro.com, it chronicles a guy with a real...
passion.
Drive to find the actual car used in the movie. And he did.
And he bought it.
And he bought it. He bought the Camaro, not just a replica, or not. He didn't just make one like it. He bought the Camaro that was used in the movie Better
Off
Dead.
I gotta give this guy a lot of credit, because he probably spent a lot, what did he say, like 5 months trying to figure out who had the car?
Yeah.
He even hired a private investigator to figure out who owned it after he finally got the VIN number off of it. I mean, it's just...
He had an amazing search. I mean, it was harder than tracking down a human being, because first he had to He had to find the people that were involved with the car.
With the movie.
In the movie.
Yeah.
And then he had to find the car. And you know how cars can change hands so quickly. Well, when he found it in 2002, I believe, the car was better off dead. It was in bad shape. And he spent a little over a year completely restoring it to new, and he did. And the car is just incredible looking.
It looks awesome.
It's just great. You know, we can't say enough about this site, because it chronicles how he found it, what he had to go through. Then it has all these pictures of the restoration process to get it from the very sad state that it was in to looking just like it did when it rolled out of John Cusack's garage in the movie. Because that hot little French chick helped him fix it.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool site. You know, it's got like sound clips, you know, from the movie and stuff in it. But, you know, it was really well done, and it was a great read and very interesting.
Yeah, we're glad we found it, and we definitely got to shoot this guy an email and give him some credit for doing that, because it's just, you know, it's next to impossible to do, and he pulled it off, and he did it completely.
Yeah.
Right down to the letter, man. He did it all just right. Yeah. So check it out, betteroffdeadcamaro.com.
All right.
And now that it's finally getting sort of warm,
yeah,
you know, if it's not raining, it's rather decent out. That means it's one of my favorite parts of the year is car show season.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a nice car, you got to hit at least a couple car shows with it just to show it off.
Yeah, we do every year.
Yeah, do we ever. But we thought it'd be pretty cool to maybe give a car show tip or two, and then invite you guys, our listeners, to call or email in and give us your car show tips. And I'm going to start it off with one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because I put my car in the Camaro Superfest every year. And the one thing I ran into before was, you know, you get the car all detailed on the outside, but the carpet has those little bits of sand and dirt in it that a vacuum, you know, like you run the vacuum over it, and it just kind of hops a couple inches in the air and goes right back into the carpet.
Yep.
So what I found out I did is I carry a small roll of duct tape with me. I loop it on the sticky side out on my fingertips there, and I just kind of pad the carpet down, and it just draws those little bits of sand that stick out like a sore thumb and makes the interior look brand new. And that's one. I also use a paintbrush to clean the dust out of the vents.
Oh, the vents. Yeah.
You know, that's another good one. That's kind of a little bit more common, but the duct tape trick, people see me doing that at car shows, and they go, they come up to me and they say, "Oh, that's how you do that." So,
it's like getting one of those rollers, you know, that you take, you know, roll your jacket with or something.
Oh, the
lint
roller?
Like a lint roller, yeah. Mm-hmm. Use something like that.
Damn, I never even thought about that. I was doing it the hard way. Well, there you go. I don't think they're sticky enough.
No.
You might be. I'm going to try it this year as I'm earning my, third or fourth first place at Camaro Superfest. Yeah. Well, maybe not now because I'm giving away all my secrets. This is a mistake.
Yeah, and make sure you keep a first aid kit in your car?
First aid kit.
And
first
a
aid
fire
kit.
Extinguisher.
And a fire extinguisher and
a flashlight?
A flashlight or a tool kit. I got to check the records again. But
it gives you extra points,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, you get extra points.
Bonus points.
Yeah, and then that could bump you into another place. So car shows are fun, man. Even if you don't really care much for them, it gives you a good day to meet a lot of cool people and, shine your car up, real nice.
Get sunburn and stuff like that.
Get sunburn. Eat rotten hot dogs and listen to the same 50s music over and over again.
I keep on dancing.
The Beach Boys. So let's go surfing now and... Oh,
yeah.
God. I'm just bringing my iPod. Next year, I'll just plug myself into my music. But anyway, we want to hear from you guys. You got any car show tips or secrets? Let's hear them. Give us a call.
Yeah.
And, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
That's right. Quick and easy, right?
That's right. Next week, we're going to give away an iPod.
Our last one.
Our last one.
We've been giving an iPod away, one a month. And this is the
unfortunately,
third.
Yeah, this is our last one.
It's the last one. And there's only a week left to win it. And
so
it's
get in
easy.
On it.
Yeah, all you got to do is you just heard how to contact us. Just give us a phone call or shoot us an email about
this anything.
Podcast. Yeah, well, within reason.
Well, yeah.
Not, where's my tax refund like that one.
Or this is for the podcast contest.
Or I want a free iPod. It's got to have some substance to it. But
something we can use in the show.
Something we can talk about.
Have fun with.
And that's all we do is talk about stuff. So give us something more to talk about. And
right.
Let's hear from you. Because every entry that we use on the air here is an entry into the giveaway.
That's right.
So, hey, it's easy, it's fun, and you'll thank us for it, maybe, if it's good enough.
So is that it for another episode?
That's it for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
We'll be back again next week.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to fill out our survey.
Oh, yeah.
It's always in the show notes.
It's in the show notes in the podcast forum.
All right. See you later.
Later on.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
What the f*** was that?
Someone just sneezed.
Who?
The dog.
Oh.